This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Good news, growing number of Ballard to downtown commuters. The city of Seattle may be inching toward increasing pathways across the Lake Washington Ship Canal, and that means better transportation. Seattle's Department of Transportation is commissioning a study of how best to cross the canal. They hope to find a solution that pleases pedestrians, cyclists, transit riders, oh yeah, and people who drive cars. Ben Schindelman from Seattle Transit Blog explains some of the biggest obstacles to this project.
Time and money. I think that there's widespread understanding that we need more capacity. Ballard, South Lake Union, Belltown, and Downtown are all growing at a pretty breakneck pace, and that's not going to slow down anytime soon. So really, our Fremont Bridge and Ballard Bridge are well over their capacity. And even today, there's no really safe way for bicycles and pedestrians to get across, and transit is stuck in the same traffic as everybody else.
If money were no object, are we talking about geography? Are we talking about just numbers of people that are the problems?
If money were no object, we'd start construction tomorrow on a few projects. Sound Transit would probably build if money were no object, Sound Transit would build a subway. It's already one or two of their five options that they're looking at for transit expansion. We'd probably build a new bridge between the existing Fremont and Ballard bridges. It's possible that that bridge would be for cars, and then we take the Fremont bridge and make it bicycle pedestrian transit, because that's where, you know, that's where the pedestrian walkable town center is in Fremont. I think between the two of those things, and then in the long run, replacing the Ballard Bridge with a structure that had wide, safe sidewalks and bike lanes in addition to car and maybe transit lanes would be great, too.
What kinds of challenges does the Ship Canal pose when it comes to crossing it? Is it hard to go underneath it? Is it easier to go over it?
Well, over to the west, under Salmon Bay, it's not so deep, but the muck at the bottom of it is very deep. Over at Portage Bay, when Sound Transit was first planning to build light rail from downtown to the University District, they were looking at various options of going very close to I-5. And basically, the muck there is pretty difficult to put a bridge on it, and you have to go very deep to get under it. But crossing the Ship Canal between Fremont and Ballard is a lot easier, because closer to Fremont, the canal is more man-made. So it's nowhere near as deep, and the bottom of it is quite, I don't know, there could be even concrete down there. I don't know much about the long-term history, but it's much easier to cross under there.
So this SDOT study is being commissioned. How long out until there's results, and then after that, till something could actually be done?
Well, a study, a study that includes a traffic study generally takes about a year. You need to look at all of the seasons and make sure you know what traffic does, what commuters do in different weather, and really it takes that long to compile all the data and put everything together.
Right now, Ben, Ballard, that Northwest corridor, is growing in population. It's becoming really an urban hub. How do we know 5-10 years out that that's the place that we're going to really need this kind of capacity for mass transit or other kinds of transportation modes?
Well, I would say we already do. If not one more person moved there, we would already need it. But also, the city really directs its growth. We have what's called the city has what's called a comprehensive plan, and that plan calls for growth to go into particular places like Ballard and Fremont, Northgate, the University District, and, you know, Uptown, Belltown, Downtown. Different parts of the city are labeled as urban villages, which come in two flavors, residential urban villages and hub urban villages, and Ballard and Fremont are both hub urban villages. They're expected to take significantly more growth, and they're zoned so that there can be more growth. That's why you see 8-story buildings going up in Ballard, but you don't on the top of Queen Anne Hill. They're different kinds of zoned areas.
Ben Schindelman of the Seattle Transit Blog. It's The Record on KUOW.